You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another audio-described theatre review with Vidar Yarding, MBE Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands. Hello, Vidar. How are you?
Good to be back with you, Toby. Hope you're well.
I'm very well, thank you. As we celebrate this year the 200th anniversary of Jane Austen's birth, this week we have a brand new stage adaptation of her comedy of manners with Emma, presented by Bath Theatre Royal at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre. So, Vidar, how did you find this comic journey of the lives and loves of Emma's acquaintances brought to life on stage at the Birmingham Rep?
I really enjoyed this production, Toby. I hadn't read or seen the film of Emma. I'd read other Jane Austen novels in the past, such as Pride and Prejudice, but this was the first encounter I'd had with her novel Emma in a dramatised form. And it was terrific. The comedy was great, the staging was great, the casting was great. Really enjoyed it, and I actually have been encouraged to read the book now because I was so impressed with the stage show.
Yeah, and playwright Ryan Craig, who has adapted Jane Austen's much-loved Regency novel Emma for the stage, has made some radical changes to the original novel for the stage production. And I know, Vidar, you haven't read Emma's yet, but I wondered whether you felt that, you know, this production gave you a good insight into her life.
I certainly felt that it did. It'll be interesting to read the book to see what differences there are between this latest stage dramatisation and the original novel. But certainly, based on what I enjoyed at the Rep recently, it was a very good production.
And Sassy Calf's costumes are probably what we would all want to see from a traditional Jane Austen production, with Emma in so many lovely dresses and the men in their hats and tails too. So a real Regency feel to the costumes too, which must have come through the description and the touch tour as well.
Absolutely. That Regency theme was very much in evidence, particularly during the touch tour, which was as ever very informative. Carolyn Smith took us on stage and behind the scenes to get a literally feel for the costumes, the set and the props. And those Regency outfits were very, very suitable and very apposite for the production.
And a pretty minimal set too, with much of the story of Emma being portrayed through the looks, gestures, tone of voice and timing of the actors on stage. And again, as we say so many times, Vidar, during your audio-described theatre reviews, this is where we need the skill of the describers to portray all those sort of minor movements and expressions for a rich image for us all as vision-impaired theatre-goers.
I think that's absolutely true, and it's a reminder, as you rightly say, Toby, of the importance of audio description, because comic timing and facial expressions are something that you wouldn't necessarily appreciate from anything other than listening to an audio-described steer in that direction. So without that, I think visually impaired patrons, or certainly this one, would have been a little bit more at sea in terms of what was going on the stage.
And a great confidence performance I hear from rising star India Shawsmith as Emma Woodhouse, and I think getting her character pretty right too, from what I hear.
Well, based on what I had understood the novel to be about, it seemed to capture Emma's character perfectly, and the actress who, as you rightly say, played the part did a brilliant job in bringing it to life. And in fact, the cast as a whole was very, very good, and there were a lot of comic moments, a lot of satire, a lot of supple humour, as well as more overt humour. And I just thought it was a very engaging stage show, which seemed to race by, and all of a sudden it was over.
So, Vidar, would you say that Jane Austen's insight through Emma into the character and wry comment on social expectations remains as relevant today as when she wrote the novel?
I'm sure that's absolutely true, and I think all credit to the direction and the production and the casting for making that come through loud and clear during the show. And as I say, it'll be interesting now to compare and contrast that with the original novel that I'm hopefully going to get in audio format just as soon as I practically can.
Well, to find out more about Bar Theatre Royal's production of Emma as it continues on its UK tour, do visit theatreroyal.org.uk/events/Emma. And for more about access at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre, do visit birmingham-rep.co.uk/your-visit/accessibility. Next time, Vidar, you'll be back at the Rep for Party Girls.
This is a different type of show and very much focusing on the Mitford sisters. So certainly, hopefully something to share with you of interest and listeners next time we speak, Toby.
Well, as always, Vidar, thank you very much indeed for sharing your audio described review of Emma at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a great pleasure, Toby. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.